This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Recent arrest of a top Huawei executive in Canada has put a spotlight on the Chinese telecommunications giant. Huawei is also a target of U.S. security agencies. Canada arrested Huawei's CFO, Meng Wanzhou, who faces possible extradition to the U.S. after a bail hearing today. University of Toronto scholar Nelson Wiseman on the general view some nations have of Huawei.
The bigger debate going on in Canada is whether Canada should join three of the so-called Five Eyes, which are Australia, New Zealand, the United Kingdom, Canada, and the United States, in avoiding using the Chinese tech company in terms of building out this new technology. The Americans have been the most suspicious, and in fact, a letter received from two American senators has gained a fair bit of traction in Canada.
News reports say that Meng Wanzhou is suspected of trying to evade U.S. sanctions against Iran. U.S. former FBI Director James Comey is said to be testifying today before a congressional committee about investigations into the Trump campaign's alleged ties to Russia during the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Mr. Trump has repeatedly called the Russia probe a witch hunt and accused Comey and some of his friends of being corrupt. North Korean efforts to upgrade and expand a long-range missile base comes as no surprise to U.S. intelligence officials. New satellite imagery shows it appears to be improvements to a missile base in North Korea's mountainous interior. A new report from the New York Times newspaper says there are a number of undocumented immigrants working at President Trump's golf club in the state of New Jersey. The Times says there is no evidence the president or the Trump organization knew about it. This is VOA News. A U.S. State Department spokesperson is the leading candidate to be the next American ambassador to the United Nations. That story now from AP's Tim McGuire.
Two Trump administration sources say the president is expected to nominate State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauer to be the next ambassador to the United Nations. A Republican congressional aide says Trump is expected to announce his decision by tweet Friday morning. Trump has previously said she is under serious consideration to replace Nikki Haley, who announced in October she would step down at the end of this year. Nauert was a reporter for Fox News Channel before she became State Department spokeswoman under former Secretary Rex Tillerson. Since his firing in March, she has catapulted into the upper echelons of the agency, for a time the highest-ranking woman, fourth-highest-ranking official in the building. Tim McGuire, Washington.
There was a final farewell on Thursday for former U.S. President George H.W. Bush at the church in Houston, Texas, where the Bush family worshiped for nearly 50 years. The former president's grandson, George P. Bush, said his grandfather was the most gracious, most decent, and humble man he'd ever known.
My grandfather was thankful for his country. He was grateful to lead a country where people can go as far and as fast as their dreams can take them. A place where individuals working alone or in groups can help the condition of their fellow man on a voluntary basis. A bright hope for America he evoked so brilliantly when he spoke of 1,000 points of light.
President Bush's friend and former Secretary of State James Baker paid tribute to his former boss and longtime friend.
For millions and millions across the globe, the world became a better place because George Bush occupied the White House for 4 years. He was not considered a skilled speaker, but his deeds were quite eloquent. And he demonstrated their eloquence by carving them into the hard granite of history.
Former president's body was then taken by train to Texas A&M University, the location of his presidential library. Mr. Bush was laid to rest in a private ceremony next to his wife of 73 years, Barbara, who died this year, and their daughter Robin, who died of leukemia as a child. French Prime Minister Edouard Philippe says that more than 65,000 police will be deployed to prevent another outbreak of violence during upcoming protests against taxes and President Emmanuel Macron's leadership. Last Saturday, the worst rioting in Paris in decades broke out, with rioters burning cars as well as looting stores. Protests erupted in November over the fuel tax increase, which was part of Macron's plan to combat global warming. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my, my, my. Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from the great continent of Africa will be knocking on your doors again today, so I want you to relax because I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. Later on the show, my guest is going to be Easy Squeeze. Easy Squeeze is a young Sierra Leonean artist who just putting his album together, but he's here in the D.C. area, currently based in Florida. And so he stepped into the studio, and we are going to be talking about these new songs. And they are good, trust me. You're going to enjoy them. But right now, let's start off from the Democratic Republic of Congo as I take your mind back, way, way back to Isambe, the sound of Kanda Bongo Man. Yeah, that is going to be real groovy. And right after that, Bivote, the sound of Afro Combo 87 from Sierra Leone. Yes, those are China House. We used to dance to this one like nobody's business. And Mwaye by Oliva Ngoma of Gabon. But first, Isambe by Kanda Bongo Man from the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Yeah.
of America.
I love your show, David.
Mwaye by Oliver Ngoma of Gabon, and before that, Bivote by Afrocombo 87 of Sierra Leone, and Isambe by Kanda Bongoman of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The African beat on the Voice of America, broadcasting Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005 UTC. And I'm David Vandy. I'll be right back.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African beat on the Voice of America. More music coming, and this time to Uganda's Josie Chameleon, Dr. Josie Chameleon in Mama Mbire. Beautiful music.
Express exactly mama, what you feel. I love you, mama. You don't know.
Mama, be yeah.
Oh, Pambotonga, you want to go and you have a little turn sooner. You get out in Nabango, Murad, you come in Bassina, one up with you, we have a
Mama Mbire by Josie Chameleon of Uganda. This is your super show, the African beat on the Voice of America. Don't go away, because when I come back, my guest, Easy Squeeze, will be right here.
African beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Right, welcome back to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. And today my guest on the beat is Easy Squeeze.
Sir.
Easy Squeeze was born in Sierra Leone and he has been in the United States for a while now. But I tell you what, he's going to be telling you more about that. So welcome to The African Beat, Easy Squeeze.
Yes, sir. Happy to be here. It's an honor to be here. Uh-huh. Talking to a legend like yourself. You know, it's a pleasure indeed. Thank you for having
All
me.
All right. And it's so great. And you know, before we go further, I just want people to know exactly who is Easy Squeeze. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm African. first and foremost. You know, just throwing it out there. But no, I was born in Sierra Leone, West Africa, to be precise. And I moved here with my parents to Maryland, you know, and I kind of wandered about a little bit around the states, you know, lived in Indiana and now I live in Florida. You know, I went to school here. I graduated with my bachelor's in music, audio production, sound engineer. And so I love music and been doing it since 2009. You know, I just fell in love with the whole scenery.
Wow, that sounds great. And you love to play music or you love to sing?
It's a little bit of both, but if it comes down to it, I like to orchestrate things. Like, for me, I like creativity. Like, I like to create.
You like to create the sound?
Yes, yes.
So make a lot the sound
of times,
perfect.
Absolutely. So a lot of times, even like some of my music that I do make, before I actually have lyrics, I create stuff first. I create the beat, and then, you know, when as my mind keep going and going, it's like, huh, okay, you know what? I can create a lyrics to this, or I can create this, or if I feel like somebody else would be better in terms of, you know, being on the song, and I probably either get in touch with them or just kind of keep it in my bank until, you know, somebody wants to come in and say, hey, I need a beat, and I say, you know what? I have a perfect beat for you. So kind of like that's how my mentality and my ideas works. I love to create. Mm-hmm. Like, I love to be behind and just bring things to life.
Wow.
In terms of music.
Okay, yeah, well, that sounds good to me. And, sure. You know, I want to believe we're looking for people like you, you know, people who can give us some good sound, you know, give us some quality production.
You found me.
Yeah. Okay, so for how long have you been singing?
I've been actually, truth be told, honestly, when I first started music, I started as a rapper. Like, yes.
So can you still rap?
I try to dabble a little bit, but not really. But no, it's like, it was one of those things where, like, when I got introduced to it, I was like, oh, this. I've been writing since I was a kid, since I was back home.
Okay.
You know, to be honest, I actually, like, when I was back home in Sierra Leone, when I was much younger, I used to literally cut school to write music.
Oh,
it was.
So you have what we used to call in school a slum book. I don't know if you met that. But we had slum books. We write all the songs.
Yeah.
We go and listen and we start writing out the lyrics. And
oh, yes.
We study that one more than how we study our.
I really did. I really did, to a point where, like, I actually had my music book had more notes in it than my actual school book. It was that crazy. It was that bad. But for me, that was life. That was like, that was for me, like, where my peace of mind was.
Uh-huh.
You know, so that's where.
But when you came to the United States and, you decided to go to school, go to college.
Yes.
And now you've graduated with BSc in sound engineering.
Yes, sir.
You know, that is just awesome, because
thank you.
One thing we I always say, the arts is not for dropouts.
No, it's not.
You know, because people always say, oh, as soon as they see you doing arts work like music or drama, they say, oh, these are just those people who are left out, who left school halfway, and that. No, we're not accepting that anymore.
It's not even like, you see, my thing is, again, like, I think we had a conversation earlier where we were talking, like, how do you expect somebody to listen to you about something that you actually don't really have a whole lot of knowledge about?
That's
you know
it.
So again, like you said, you can't expect somebody who walks into a surgical room and say, hey, I can do this surgery just because they have the utensils and they feel like they could do it, you know? So, again, you don't know nothing what you're doing yourself. But when you actually deal with somebody who actually have the knowledge, who went to school to learn, and a lot of times people also get it misconstrued that, you know, when you have talent, you don't need to go to school for that. You do.
That's a sad mistake.
It really is. And, you know, it really is. And, you know, and when you actually go to school, you get to ground yourself, because the schooling part is not even teaching you, not just the skill, you know, like, and I learned a lot about time management. I learned a lot about how to actually associate myself in the music community, how to establish myself, and when you create, how to listen, you know, how to listen better, and how to, you know, get involved in exactly what you're trying to do, you know. So it teaches you a lot. And for me, as wanting to make African music the pinnacle, you know, and to be the to take over the world. Like, I believe it, and I definitely want to be a part of the era that will bring African music to the entire world. You have to know what you're doing, and you have to be willing to learn.
All right, okay, we'll come on to that, but let's come up with the music now.
Yes, sir.
You know, I know you're working on, this is your first album.
Yes.
That you're working.
Yes, yeah. Working
okay.
On it.
Professionally.
Yes, sir.
All right. So the first music you're going to perform, play for us today is Hold Me Down.
Yes, sir.
So let's talk about this song, Hold Me Down. Tell me a little bit about it.
Oh, man. So I was home when I was, you know, actually creating the beat to Hold Me Down. And at that point, you know, I wanted to do something, because a lot of times the kind of video and songs that you see is a bit degrading, you know, especially to women. So what I wanted to do was, you know, like create a song of the kind of person I would like to have in my life, the kind of woman I would like to have in my life, you know. But I wrote the song like she already existed. You know,
so you want to tell me she's not around?
We'll get to that part. But no, see, when I was writing the song at that moment, it's like, I would like to write a song about a woman, you know, like she's already there, but definitely want to write it to, you know, commemorate her and who she is. You know, like, and the kind of woman that we don't really talk about anymore. A woman that is always there for you, supportive, and loves you, like, effortlessly, and willing to, you know, go thick and thin with
thick and thin
you.
And not judging you, because, you know, exactly. These days, they judge you. And when you keep judging people, you won't have time to love them.
No,
you won't even have time to know them, because you already prejudge them.
Absolutely. And that's where the problem is. And a lot of times, you know, it's not just from the woman's perspective. Men do it too.
Yeah, it's general.
It's absolutely. So for me, when I wrote the song, you know, it's just to definitely, like, just telling her how much I love, you know, what she does for me, with me, and how she supports me, and she doesn't take me for granted.
So let's see that in the song right now, because you're going to perform this song right now, and yes, this one, sir, is Hold Me Down, and Easy Squeeze is going to give you this song right now. Let's check it out. Wow. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Okay. Now I know exactly what you're talking about. That was awesome. You know.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, it's just beautiful.
Right.
It's beautiful.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Appreciate that.
The way you handle the song, the way you perform the song, it's beautiful. And I'm sure the message is going to go. It's going to go through. People are going to love it. They're going to understand it. And maybe people will even use it for themselves.
Right. Hey, that's the message. Hopefully they can. You know, sometimes, you know, like you try to be a word for somebody else who doesn't have it. You know, because sometimes people have so much they want to say but don't know how to. Mm. And you can express it in a song. And for me, that's literally been one of the things that I am grateful for. That a lot of stuff that I want to say to people that I can't really say, to reach out to as much people I can, I put it in a song. So that way you understand where I'm coming from, and then you actually, you know,
I just want to leave the music a little bit, but we were discussing earlier, you said your people from Sierra Leone doubt whether you're from Sierra Leone.
Yes, they actually do. That's the funny thing.
Why should they doubt you? Because you are easy squeeze and what?
I think it's not just the name, but also the kind of music that I do produce and the music that I pull out there to my fans and to people. Because for me, I'm an advocate for good music. I think also the other thing is like my Creole is not as vibrant.
Okay, so you know Sabi talk Creole.
I start be talking small. It's not just there. You know, I done mix up box up on so a lot of times.
Yeah,
exactly. That's usually how it is. But so a lot of times you want to actually go some places to perform, and you know, like actually when I like perform the song, and people come to me and say, "Hey, like, are you really from Sierra Leone?" Like I was like, "I'm like, yeah."
So are you sure? So tell them what is your real name.
My real name, my Sierra Leone name, is Mahmoud Ibrahim Cissé.
Mahmoud Ibrahim Cissé.
Yes.
Listen to that. It's Mahmoud Ibrahim Cissé. Just ease a squeeze. It's for the stage and for the music.
Absolutely. All right?
So he's one of us. So you got to accept him for who he is.
Absolutely.
And he's a proud Sierra Leonean.
I really am. I love everything about my country, my culture, and my people. I really do. I love being around them. I love associating with them. You know, and definitely, again, me doing this music and what I do is to definitely represent my country.
And you know, let's go back to the academics.
Yes, sir.
You know, with what you've learned and you've got this degree and the sound system in our music, especially music from Sierra Leone.
Right.
Is what people have been complaining about a lot of times.
Right.
That even in the production, maybe even now it's getting better. Okay, yeah. At least it's getting better now. But people always talk about the sound quality. When you listen to like music from countries like Nigeria and Ghana, and when you listen to ours, that one sounds heavier and with the kick and all this stuff. And when you listen to ours, it sounds like it's a little bit thinner.
Yeah. You know? And
when we have these big shows like at the stadium, people always complain about sound.
Yeah.
Is this actually what you did and how can you help?
That's definitely what I actually went to school for, you know. And for me, I am definitely crazy about sound and quality. You know, and that's been the most disappointing thing to me about the Sierra Leone music is the quality. And I feel like, you know, the producers that we do have, again, I'm pretty sure they try their best. But the quality that they are coming out with, it's like they're nobody takes the time to actually give out good music. You know, sometimes you hear the sound and say, the sound has so much potential to be good, even be great. But the quality is definitely putting a bridge to it to getting to that level because you can't play it just anywhere. So for me, what my main goal is to definitely, everything that I've learned so far is to take it back home and actually start producing for my Sierra Leone artists to make sure that we get good quality music so we can compete. Not just in Sierra Leone, but we can compete with the entire Africa as a continent because we have other countries that have definitely great quality music. And so I want our music to be at that level as well. You know, and that starts with just taking your time, making sure that everything is quality to not just yourself, but people have to be honest about criticism. You know, don't just hear music and say it's good because you know the person or because you know their family or because, oh, hey, is this necessarily your music? No, you have to definitely be constructive in your criticism and let somebody know where they need to improve. That's the only way we can get better.
All right. Okay. Now let's come back to our music. And so we're going to bring out the next tune.
Yes, sir.
Which Be Your Name.
Yes.
You know, when you title a song like that, it sounds pidgin to me.
Yes,
not Creole.
Right.
Because if it was Creole, we'd say, Waiting Are Your Name.
Yes. Absolutely.
So you decided to go pidgin.
Yes. And there's a reason for that. Because again, like I said, the songs that I'm doing, I don't want it to just be focused on just Sierra Leone alone. You know, I want it to be channeled to all parts of Africa. You know, pidgin is something that a lot of other countries in Africa are very common with. You know, so again, the reason why I decided to title it like that, so they understand that. You know, when you actually hear the title, you know, you just know it's not just a Sierra Leone title, but it's like an African title. Yeah,
African.
So it's like when you hear that, it's like you're not going to say that specific, like, wording.
So you want it to be an African music?
Yes, African music, not just Sierra Leone. African
but with
music.
A Sierra Leone background.
With the Sierra Leone background, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Because if you want to take that away, I will not accept.
No, I don't even think I want to, even if I could. You know, I don't think I want to. So that the underline of it is Sierra Leone
it's
first.
Sierra Leone, Sierra Leone yeah, first, but we go Africa. Across the continent.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's enjoy the next track that Easy Squeeze is going to perform for us right here in Studio 4 at the Voice of America in Washington, D.C., and that is Waiting Be Your Name.
Yes, sir.
They say you can make me go insane. Let's check this one out.
Love the way you grabbing my attention. Your waistline giving me the tension. Broke your back and that's pan the tension. See, girl, now you, me, I pick how you the best one. Love the way you jiggin' when you whine and dip. Love the way you move pan the floor like this. So, baby, girl, you see the whine like this. So, baby, slow down. And never talk, say we know I can. See, them would fight enough high time. So, never see you with them whine pan this. So, yeah. Yeah, you know me, love the way you jiggle and mind. The way you whine, so love the way you jiggle and mind. Them meeting in your mouth, say me love the way you jiggle and mind. I see them whine, so they love the way you jiggle and mind. Them know I am.
Chicky chack, 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 move it up because you know me have the sum, yeah. Baby girl, I you, yes, I'm the gum, yeah. Nobody make nobody come and want to hype, yeah. Nobody make nobody come and want to hype, yeah. Nobody make no man come want to fight, yeah. Because I hear things, you're well tight, oh. The thing tight, the thing tight, the thing set. Baby girl, that you alone, cause you have the thing deck. Everything connect, baby girl, interject. When bad man and the face, everything step. Cause what? The thing clean and the thing tight. Enough man want to bite, enough man to take a light. Tell them to just chill, all right, all right. That's why you pussy get the glyph, all right.
The way you
jiggling,
the way you whine, the way you jiggling, the way you jiggling, the way you jiggling, the way you jiggling, I see them whine, I'm in love, the way you jiggling, whine, them know I am.
Chicky chack, 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 chack,
chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack,
chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, them want get your name now, but nobody get it yet. Cause I be your state, baby girl, me have the thing locked and the thing set. That's why everything cool, everything, everything, everything I bling. See me king, yo. Baby girl, you want the first to see that town. Don't make nobody come and me say, one come take your crown. Baby girl, me don't matter, let's say you want a clown. Word, sound, and go off from me, yo.
The way you jiggling, the way you whine, the way you jiggling, you're putting in your mouth, sing, the way you jiggling, I see them whine, sound, the way you jiggling, whine, them know.
Chicky chack 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 chack.
Woo! Ha ha! Yes, You didn't make me go insane. So now, let's dig into the song proper.
Yes, sir.
Are you a victim? Are you a victim of this song?
In this song, yes, I really am. You know, and for me, it's like, again, the reason why I love music, I love to tell stories.
I love to tell stories.
Yeah. Very much. And you, when you listen to the song, it's like, Whitson being a name, it's like you literally walked into
it. I knew there was something. You know, when I was listening, I knew there was something behind the song.
Yes.
And somebody was falling here. And, you know, go ahead. I'm
listening. And so, yeah, so I walked in, you know, went to a place with some friends, you know, I ran into this girl and not really sure who she is and don't really know her, never really met her before, but like I just literally went crazy over everything she's doing, you know, in terms of how she looked, the way she danced, the way she moved.
Really?
And like I got curious, you know. I got curious and so I started asking this question. You know, but she's not really giving me the time of the day.
Blame is hard to get.
Yes, she's definitely doing that to the core, you know, but at the same time, it still didn't stop me because at the end of the day, I really wanted to know who she was because I just enjoyed her energy.
At the end of the day, she's the one that is holding you down.
We can say that. We can go with that for now. We can.
I just decided to go and bring back your first title.
That's a good one. You got me. But yeah, we can play with that.
All right, baby girl, you're doing a good job out there. Okay, you know, this is really great, and it's so great having you here. But you know, now that you've started and you're working on your album, how do you intend to push this one out? When do you think people should expect an album to come out so that people can know more about you? How do you intend to do that?
Well, as of right now, you know, I'm working on the production part of it. Me and my manager, John Cooper, we've been working hard on definitely trying to get like the project intact and in place to make sure we get everything we need. And I definitely am planning on releasing it, but I want to wait till next year. And I actually want to go back where I started, where everything all started.
Where that little boy started as that rapper.
Yes.
Do you remember the first song that you rapped?
Man, I'm really trying. I remember some of it, but it's like kind of here and there. But I remember it was the black and white thick skinned notebook. I think the Note 5. Mm-hmm. That was the book where I started. I know. I remember. It's like I can literally see the book right now in my hand. I know the book, so I just cannot remember the lyric. But that's what we intend to do. Me and my manager, we sat down, we talked about it, and we definitely want to go back home, and we want to start over there. We want to start from there, and we want to take it to the roots. And that's been the plan. So right now, we're just definitely trying to talk about different things, trying to put the work together.
So finally, in as much as you're looking at this broad, to cut across the continent, but what are you trying to do to let your people, I mean your Sierra Leonean people, first accept you and your music? How do you intend to bring your music to them? Because, you know, there's a saying that we used to say back home. I say that here all the time. It's a saying in Creole that if us no sell you, teeth no go buy you.
Absolutely.
They used to use that for gossip and, you know.
Absolutely.
But now we say, if us not sell you, it's not going to buy you. If your people don't talk about you, they don't push you out there, how is somebody going to know about you? So how do you intend to get closer to your people and let them feel your music?
I thank you again for that. That's a great question. I think part of that is you know, definitely being away for so long. You know, so I feel like, you know, even though I still do keep in touch with a lot of my close friends
but,
that I grew up
you
with.
You know, I don't mean to interrupt you, but it's good that you were away and you concentrated on school.
Yes.
And now school is done.
And again, like I said, that's what I talked about with my manager. School is over, and what I posted after I graduated, the first thing I said was school done. So, and that was it. So it's like right there, we're getting ready to work. So, but you know, and I've been away for a while. So what I want to do is definitely go back home and rekindle that relationship I had with a lot of my people now in my country, you know, and I want to go back to give back. you know, not just my music, but my knowledge of what I know to make sure that we have quality coming out of there. So again, when I'm going back home, I'm like, I'm ready to work and to make sure that whatever else is coming out there, especially from this road from me, is definitely going to be good quality to a point where people are going to be listening to music and in Sierra Leone and know that there's a new age of music coming. You know, in terms of changing the style, changing the quality, changing what you hear, and changing everything. But that comes back with, again, going back home and winning the people's hearts, you know. And so definitely going, and I'm the kind of person, I love to get deep and dig deep and get in touch with the people that I connect with. You know, and so that's what I intend to do, is to go back home, get in touch with my roots, get in touch with my people, you know, and get them to kind of build that trust again. You know, because being gone for so long, it's like people don't really recognize you anymore. They don't know who you really are. So it's important to go back home and to definitely touch base with that.
Okay, well, I'll give you one advice.
Yes, sir.
When you go, in as much as the easy squeeze is out there, if they want to create some doubt, if they have still have that doubts in their mind, look at them in the eye and say, hey, me now na Salum Bobo.
Yes, sir.
Me na Salum Pikin.
Yes, sir.
Mahmoud Ibrahim Sissé.
Yeah.
If they don't understand, if they don't understand Ibrahim, tell them it is Brema.
Yeah, that's it. That's what we're going to go with, Brema.
All right. Well, man, I want to thank you very much. It's been a pleasure having you here.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
It's
thank
great.
You
and we're looking
me.
Forward to the completion of this album.
Yes, sir.
And then we'll have to come back and see what we can do here.
Absolutely.
That's what Voice of America is here for. And this Absolutely. Program, African Beat, was created for people like you, young Absolutely. African
you.
Talents, who are looking for a platform
yes,
to
sir.
Promote their music. And
yes,
that's
sir.
Why we go across the continent and play music from across, from every artist. As long as the music comes to us, we're definitely going to play it.
Yes,
you
sir.
Are here in the DC area, you come around, we bring you right in here.
Yes,
so
sir.
Once again, thank you very much. It was a pleasure having
thank you.
Thank
you for having me.
And looking forward to more interactions.
Yes, sir. Thank you All so
right?
much for having me.
Okay, so now we're going to close, and we're going to close with a song, that Tumba.
Yeah.
Tumba. Uh-huh. We're going to close with that song.
Yes, sir.
I don't want you to talk about it because I don't want you to start saying things that you want to say. So I just want you to perform the song.
That's it. That's it. We're not going to say nothing. We're not going to say anything.
Why are you in a rush?
No, we're not. No, I'm not rushing. No, we'll let you go ahead. And
somebody is getting jittery here.
That's actually one of my favorite songs, too. I know, okay. You know, I got the privilege of, you know, you listening to it as well.
Uh-huh.
You know, and this one specifically, I have had this song, you know, for a long time. Again, like I said, since I've been in school, never really got the chance to promote it. But this one was actually produced by one of my longtime friends. His name is Detox from Cameroon. Very talented guy. I got the privilege to work with him on this, and you know, the end result was just amazing.
It's a good song.
Like, I really, really love this song.
It's a good song. All right. So we're going to close with that. And so on behalf of my engineers, Ted and Carl out there, and of course, your manager, Joan Cooper.
Yes, sir.
And to you, my guest here,
yes,
Easy Squeeze, I want to say thank you. And to all our African Beat listeners and viewers that are out there, I want to say thank you for accepting us in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to this great show. Till then, I'm David Vandy, and now my guest will leave you with the song, Tumba. Enjoy and have a good day.
Mama,
Kimmy
Rude Boy, my papa. I see some sexy girls tonight. I wanna try. Cause the way they move their hips, you know they lie.
Yeah, mama.
I like the way they wind on me.
Yeah, mama.
And it's the way you did do.
Yeah, mama.
I like the way your body move.
Yeah, mama.
And I like how you just shaking that to my head. Your body's attempted. Give me some more. I like the way you wind up. I've seen your time before. Yeah.
and I like the way you move. Give me some more.
So baby, get dancing for me.
I like how you shaking on me.
Yeah.
So come make us pretty money.
I
like how you whining on me.
Yeah.
So baby, get dancing for me.
I
like how you shaking on me.
Yeah.
So come make us pretty money.
Pretty money.
Pretty money.
Yeah.
I see some sexy girls tonight. I wanna try.
Wanna try.
Cause the way they move, they hit to know the lie.
Know the lie.
Yeah, lady mama. I like the way you don't whine on me.
Yeah, lady mama.
And it's you where you did do.
Yeah, lady mama.
I like the way your body move.
Yeah, lady mama.
And I like how you just shake.
Shaking that to my, yeah. That to my.
You're doing it right. I like how the way you been moving your waist down.
So you move to the left, move to the right.
Shaking that booty, you're doing it right. Loving the way how you moving your waist down.